Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment here on Old School. Austin Norman, Jake Sorensen in for DP, and Jay Foreman. Jay was with us for the first hour. He had to head off, but DP's back next week. Old School, of course, sponsored by the Mercado, by Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock, also 30th in Yankee Hill and in Omaha. It has been a fun night. We are here at PBA for the opening night of the Cornhusker State Games. Just had Kurt Tomasevich on the airwaves. Again, former Husker walk-on, 2010. Olympic gold medalist in bobsledding, which is not a sport you see in Nebraska anywhere.
Couple pioneers, Dr. Joe starting women's sports in Wyoming and Kurt Tomasevich starting bobsled in Nebraska. What more can you ask for?
I like to think that someday I could be a pioneer of something, but am I too late to be a pioneer, Austin?
Jake, you heard Dr. Joe. You're never too late in life, right?
I appreciate that.
Move to improve.
Also, Dave Benarek, thanks for joining us in the first hour.
Just the president, by the way.
Yeah, no big deal. The president of the state games. Again, such a fun event for the state, something that really kind of ends the month well, gets you into football season for August, and I look forward to seeing all the events and all the results. And I told you, if I'm around next year, I plan on playing.
If you're around, what's that supposed to mean?
If I am not on a vacation, if a vacation has been planned by my wife for something, I do intend to get back in the state games. It is a wonderful thing. The Nebraska Sports Council does a great job in promoting not just this, but the Pumpkin Run and other events, the golf tournament in September. Wonderful, wonderful place, and a wonderful bunch, 70 events they have, all sorts of sports. As Dr. Joe said, pickleball. I bet that's got a ton of people in this year.
It must. Everywhere you turn, you hear about pickleball.
I'm just saying, I'd like to know, I'd like to talk to Dave or Scott Ash and see the pickleball from the inception of the state games, the amount of people first off to now. I bet it's unbelievable, the spike for that particular event.
You would think, right? Yes. I'd love to know the growth of some of these, you know, kind of grassroots sports, pickleball, not the least. But again, 70 sports. They're not just putting them on for one or two people.
No.
Right? They would, because they have that big of a heart, right? If one or two people wanted to, hey, guess what? Gold medalist, silver medalist, there you go. But you know that they're not going to waste their time letting a sport into the, you know, the Cornhusker State Games. Hearing Dave talk about the process, right? That'll start soon, right? You know, hearing about new sports every year, trying to add, trying to grow with the endowment now, trying to back that. If you thought the Cornhusker State Games were great before, they're going to be great this year, but wait till next year.
We hate to end the show on a down note, a sad note, but Austin, you were checking your phone during the break and informed that there is some somewhat breaking news that's Nebraska-related, a passing.
Indeed. Textline sent this out and saw it on Twitter from our boy Raph as well. Monty Kiffin has passed away at the age of 84 years old, obviously known for his work at Nebraska and then a longtime NFL stint, one of the best defensive coordinators in NFL history with Nebraska ties, gone at 84.
I believe he was on that 03 staff of the Bucks that won it all, beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl. Monty Kiffin, of course, Son Lane is a successful head coach at Ole Miss. He's bounced around college and the NFL. Mm-hmm. But Monty Kiffin, RIP, what age?
84.
84 years old. Sad news for him. But again, we want to make sure he at least passed it along before we go. But just a quick program note, no Royals tonight. They have the day off because Austin and I were celebrating that they swept. That's right. Nux on that. They swept the Cardinals in two games. Ha ha.
Do it to Boston now.
6-4 the first game and 8-5 the second game. Big series on the road starting tomorrow in Boston leading up to the All-Star break where four Royals will be playing in the All-Star. Where's the All-Star game at? Texas.
Texas. Bobby Witt home run derby.
Globe Life Field. Bobby Witt will be there. This has been fun. Again, this is opening night of the state games here at PBA. Watch all the action, the results the next couple weeks. Austin's been fun.
Has been. We'll have to do it again.
We will do it again. For Austin Orman, I am Jake Sorensen. Old School back tomorrow. We will see you tomorrow. Early break myself at 6 a.m. I'll be there. We'll see you. Have a great night.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.